to Cairo now and the trial of former President Hosni Mubarak. The court heard testimony today that many in Egypt believe further weakened the prosecution's case. As NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, witness after witness failed to connect Mubarak or his interior minister to the fatal shootings of protesters earlier this year.
The Mubarak trial judge called Field Marshal Hossein Tantawi, who heads Egypt's ruling military council, to testify Sunday. His testimony will be followed later in the week by Mubarak's vice president and former intelligence chief, Omar Suleiman, as well as the interim interior minister and army chief of staff. What prosecutors expect to hear from these high-ranking officials is unclear, but the summonses have renewed hope in lawyers representing Egyptians who want to see Mubarak and his former interior minister, Habib al-Adli, convicted. They say the judge's action proves that despite the flimsiness of the prosecution's case, the court is taking the charges seriously. Huda Nasrallah is a civil rights lawyer monitoring the trial. She's with the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. She says the summonses make up for the fact the judge dropped perjury charges against a lower-ranking security official who testified earlier today. That officer, a police captain, and others who have testified say they received no orders from on high to shoot to kill or to use live ammunition against the protesters. But the captain contradicted an earlier affidavit when he testified that he only learned that live ammunition had been used from TV reports. Still, Huda Nasrallah questions why the prosecution called any of the officers at all. She believes none of them made the link between Mubarak or Adli and the deaths of some 850 protesters. Outside the court compound, the father of one 10-year-old boy who was fatally shot was also unhappy. Mohammed Abdel Fattah says he's starting to doubt the trial will bring him and other families the justice they seek. He says he's haunted by the image of his young son clinging to his neck as he died in his arms. The trial continues tomorrow. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.